Hi guys, welcome back to Life Talks with Emma and Nadia. I'm Emma.
And I'm Nadia, and on this podcast we'll be talking about different aspects of life as a teenager.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Life Talks with Emma and Nadia. I'm sorry we've been gone for so long. Nadia and I decided we wanted a break during the summer before she transitions into her senior year and I my freshman year in college. So we decided to take a break, but we discussed the future of this podcast, and for now we decided we want to continue it for sure, and we're going to try to do it on the bi-weekly basis that we agreed on. But we'll obviously have to see given different schedules, but for now you should continue to expect podcasts coming at you, right, Nadia?
Absolutely, yes. We'll try our best despite, you know, Emma's whole transition into college and very busy aspects of something.
Well, speaking of busy, Nadia, you had very busy summers recently, I heard, because you've been involved in some scientific research, right?
Yes. So this summer and last summer, I was involved in a research program here in Vermont called ASDRP.
And what does that stand for? Do you know?
It stands for Aspiring Scholars Directed Research Program. Mm. So basically what that is an organization of people that open up research opportunities for high schoolers. So it's run by people with PhDs, long graduated, have their own jobs, but have a lot of experience doing research and want to discover new things and are basically recruiting high schoolers to help them do that research. So it's basically a lot of hands-on learning with research because they have facilities that are, they have a lot of expensive equipment that are really high tech and up to date. You basically get the experience of actually being in a lab and working with professional equipment, basically like a graduate level lab setting.
Nice. And is this organization a nationwide thing?
No, I believe it only exists here.
In the Bay Area?
They have one location that has all their lab stuff. So most of the students are from the Bay Area, like from here to like Pleasanton area. But there are a couple of like international students and students from like other states that work remotely.
Okay, so it's more catered towards Bay Area students, but if you were, let's say, in New York and you wanted to join, you could possibly reach out and join, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Just have to choose something that only requires you to do remote work.
Okay, nice. And do you want to describe, because you've been doing this for the past two summers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to describe like what you worked on specifically?
So last year, what I worked on was wildly different from what I'm doing this summer. I was doing marine biology research with barnacles last year. Basically, we put some different volcano barnacles and acorn barnacles in tanks, and we fed them at different times, and we monitored their like feeding rates, and we put them in tanks with different pHs to kind of simulate how climate change would change the pH of the ocean or change the acidity of the ocean. Yes, we monitored, but it was basically just monitoring their feeding rates. So it was a pretty chill research project. We went into the lab a couple times a week. We just ran our experiments for like an hour, and that was it.
Okay. How many students were part of that group?
I believe I had five other people in that group.
Five?
Yes.
So it is a really tiny thing, yeah?
So we like split the work pretty evenly among ourselves, but I believe in that group there was definitely, there's always like a couple of slackers in the group, but yeah, that's what they were pretty evenly.
And what was your overall experience with that? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. It was fun. It was fun working with radicals. We got to go up to Half Moon Bay and collect them. That was fun, even though we got silhouette. And it was pretty fun. It wasn't like very intensive. The summer has been more, a little bit more intensive, but yeah, it was just fun.
So if it's not intensive, how many hours a week of commitment are we talking about?
Well, last summer it wasn't that many hours. Like in the last specifically, it was probably only like 5 hours. This summer, since I'm working with chemical analysis, with a very expensive team that requires like basically we run chemicals, we put chemicals in the machine and it runs for like 6 to 10 hours. It requires a lot of prep of the drugs. So this summer, spending a little more time in the lab, sometimes like 10 hours a week on the weeks where I'm really doing a lot. But there's a lot of people that are spending more time in the lab.
And so when you apply, do you get to pick what project you want to do?
Yeah, so once you apply, get through the application process and are accepted, you get like a list of all the research advisors that are there that semester and what they're doing, kind of a little bit of what their projects are, what they specialize in. And then you get to pick your research advisor. Obviously, you have to, when you pick them, you have to rank them because you might not get your first choice depending on how many people want that advisor. And there are limited spots because there are some returning researchers in all the groups. So you get to pick your advisor, and then some of them have like an interview process that you have to go through. Other ones just require you to send an email. Other ones just
say did you have an interview?
I didn't. The research advisor I was with last year and this year did not require me.
But you did this summer?
No.
No? Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about the application process and what that's like?
Yeah, so the application process is basically like, you know, most application processes for like high school things. They'll require you to talk a little bit about yourself, talk about why you're interested in the program, what got you into this, whatever field, like, you know, chemistry, what got you interested in chemistry, what got you, what motivates you to do research, what you're interested in learning. And then obviously, like, they're going to ask about your GPA, school accomplishments, you know, things like that, just to figure out what kind of person you are and see if you're a good fit for the program.
So would you say that, this program is very competitive, fairly competitive, slightly competitive? Like, where would you rank it?
Fairly competitive. From what I heard, this current summer semester, they had like a 15% acceptance rate. So only a couple hundred out of a couple thousand applicants. So it's fairly competitive. But if you show that you're a strong candidate, I'm confident that you can.
How did you end up hearing about this program?
Actually, I heard about it through one of our friends, Emily. Her brother, I believe, did it. And her mother told my mother about it. And I first was introduced to it, and I think I was like right out of eighth grade. My parents heard about it and I went to one of their meetings, but I didn't feel like I wanted to do it just then. I was a little young, you know, but there are a lot of people in the program that are like freshmen, sophomore.
Of the age, what is like the minimum age, maximum age required? And then what is the average age?
I think it's for like schoolers mostly. So like if you're the summer probably would be the youngest. And then right up until you graduate, basically.
Okay. And do you ever like keep in touch with your advisors afterwards or no?
I'm sure there are a lot of people that still keep in touch with their advisor. I might keep in touch with mine depending on how long I do it for. A lot of people who like do a semester and then stop and then go back for another semester will contact their old research advisors and ask them for like recommendation on the application or whatnot. So yeah, I'm sure a lot of people keep in touch with their advisor. I might. But it really depends on the relationship between the advisor and the student. Some of the advisors are hands-on, some of them are kind of hands-off, but the researchers do whatever.
Because we didn't talk about this, but it goes from spring, fall, and summer, right? Like, there are three different sessions, correct? Yeah, okay. So then looking forward, are you glad that you participated in this program?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's not a lot of programs out there that allow you to get like actual research experience at such a young age, right? Because you know, at school, you're kind of restricted to the little resources that they have, while this lab has basically everything that you would need for like really intense graduate level research. So it's, you know, it's a bit of a learning curve at the beginning, so it's a little bit difficult. You need to learn about things that you would have never have touched before if you're a new researcher. We had to learn about an HPLC machine, which don't ask me what the HPLC is for. But it's a machine that does hydrolysis for us, and it is a little bit difficult to run, and the computer that's attached to it runs on Windows XP or something, which is like from 2004. So it's 2004, 2001, I'm not sure. But it's a really old like system, and the way it functions is different. And then you have to learn how to read the data that comes out of it, which is in graphs. And you have to like troubleshoot when things obviously will go wrong, because in any machine, things will go wrong. So it's a bit of a learning curve, but there are people around me. There's the returning researchers that taught me everything about it. There's always the advisor, and there's always a lot of technicians that are there.
So a quick question, is this a volunteer experience, or is this something you have to pay for?
It is something that you have to pay for, but compared to other summer programs that are upwards of $10,000, you know, if you're going to like a summer program at a university that also, you know, has room and board and things. ASCRP is only, I think, like $1,000, and you can apply for financial aid. So it's not as like expensive as other summer programs, and it gives you, I would argue, in some ways a much better experience than other programs, because it, you know, gives you access to really good.
Okay. So for any incoming freshmen or high schoolers who are looking to apply and find research areas, research opportunities, what would be your advice if they were interested in ASDRP?
Definitely apply if you're interested, because it's a really good opportunity. And you know, if you really truly show that you're interested in the application, and you show that you're a strong candidate who has the willingness, the motivation to spend all those hours in the lab working and learning new things, and just wants to like contribute to the scientific community with your discoveries, if you show all that on your application, which, you know, might seem pretty vague, but just show interest on your application, you have a good chance of getting in, and it would be a really good experience for you. Not just because, you know, colleges like to see that kids have done research, but also because you can get experience that can help you if you are going into any STEM kind of field in college, or if you're planning on doing research in college or as a career. So it would be a really big help. And also, there's a lot of resources that ASCRP has. There's all the advisors, are connected, right, to different companies and different research groups and things. So it would be really helpful to a student to get access to those kinds of things. Yes, if you're interested, definitely apply. If more people apply, it's going to be harder for people to get in, but I would highly encourage you.
And I guess to conclude our Q&A, I would ask you, what's one valuable skill that you acquired or improved on from your experience with this specific organization and the research?
That is a very good question. I think probably the one that I'm proud of the most would be just like basic problem solving skills, right? Because you are you encounter a lot of things that you don't really understand, you don't know how to do, whether it's, you know, not sure how to like chemicals, how the machine works, how to get to a certain place on the computer. It's a lot of troubleshooting, it's a lot of figuring things out on your own, but also asking people. So I guess people skills too, interacting with group members, hearing things, getting their advice, they're getting your advice, being able to speak up in a group, but also sit down and listen to other people's ideas. So I think, yeah, I mean too, but people skills and just problem solving has probably been the skill that's most worked on.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have anything else to add?
I mean, when you're a person in high school, you are kind of expected to do a lot of things over the summer, because college is expected to do a lot of things over the summer, and that's why your parents expect you to do a lot of things over the summer. But any opportunity to, you know, any opportunity you get to deal equipment and do research, if you're interested in that kind of thing, you should definitely don't shy away from opportunities because you don't think you're going to be good enough, you don't think you're going to be accepted, or you think it's just going to be too hard. Because if you really put your mind to it, you can do that anything.
Okay, so sounds good. Okay, so I think that's it for our Q&A session. Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yes, and if you have any questions about the research, you can find it online at their website, correct, Nadia? So we hope you guys enjoyed it. Please continue to let us know what you guys would like to see in future podcasts, and we hope to talk to you very soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you tune in every second and fourth week of each month on a Tuesday for our next episode.